Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back to Jack Ebling and You. John Shinsky and I are here today, Kelly Dean, and we've had a great hour and a half. John, we got a very important segment that we want to continue here on the brain injuries and in a recent program that was on CBS television.
Well, there's two things I think we want to share with you today. We have a short period of time to do it, but we want you to know about it. Yesterday, there was an exceptional feature on CBS Sports on a former Cincinnati Bengals player, Chris Henry, who died from a head injury. He was in the back of his pickup truck, and he just had an accident, and it was very traumatic. But at the same time, bad situations sometimes turn into situations that help all of us realize the value of a person's life. And this unbelievable story about Chris Henry and how his mother dealt with this. She felt that once he passed away, that she went ahead and had his organs donated to the public. And yesterday was a tremendous story on CBS where Chris Henry's mother had the opportunity to meet the four people who his organs went to. It was a very touching story. It was done by Stuart Milstein from CBS Sports, who's going to be with us in a few minutes. And I want to tie this whole discussion together from this afternoon that we've talked about brain injuries. And the one thing that they found about Chris Henry is the fact that he not only died of a traumatic brain injury from falling off the truck, but he only played in the NFL for 5 years, and his brain was donated to research. And when scientists at the University of West Virginia studied his brain, they found that he had significant chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which means that even though he didn't have concussions or so on, his brain demonstrated that it was traumatized just by getting hit, and that just from those kinds of things, it caused his brain to be like a 50-year-old's brain or beyond. And
John, it's pretty amazing listening to the doctor that, world-class athletes such as NFL linemen who would have a life expectancy of 55 years mm-hmm. old. It's very telling, obviously, and even though that they're large men, but the amount of continual concussion that happens from their role in a such a high-impact sport as the NFL is just incredible. And it's just incredible. And so it's very important research that the doctor is doing, and taking it all the way down to the Pop Warner leagues, all the way through the NFL, is just something that be very important to our sport.
Well, I think one of the nice things that we're beginning to see is that the NFL is beginning to recognize the seriousness of this. And I think some of that has had to do with the leadership of Joe DeLaMalier continuing to put that in front of people. And I think that has not only gone from the NFL, but now it's gone to even down to Pop Warner. It's covered all of them. And if you recall from our bike ride, Joe DeLaMalier had a big red football helmet that he wore on the entire ride. And he wore that helmet because it was specially designed by Xenix. It's a new kind of helmet that can help demonstrate how to protect the head from that traumatic injury. Now they even have other ones out there that have sensors in them. But you're going to see more and more of this, and we're pleased to be able to hear this. But at the same time, to see like a young man like Chris Henry to pass away, but the great things that have happened as a result of this sad thing.
So typical of Joe DeLaMalier to ride a bike 2,000 miles to demonstrate to prevent head injuries in their future. So we appreciate everybody. We've got a news break coming up here. We're going to look forward to talking to Coach Hank Bulla and much more. So please come back with us in just a couple of minutes.